بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, الحمد لله, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty and His blessing, mashallah, He makes the month of Ramadan easy for all of us. The first day of Ramadan is always a challenge for many because they have to get used to the hunger and the fatigue, etc. But mashallah, after a couple of days, a person feels very accustomed to it, mashallah. And we ask Allah Ta'ala that in the same way He made fasting easy for us, we ask Allah that He makes all of our ibadah, our worship easy for us, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for us to worship Him and to get our worship accepted from Him, inshallah. So mashallah, we are continuing our series on the du'as of the Quran. We spoke on the first day of Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasana. And we spoke on yesterday, we spoke about Rabbana la tu'akhidna. So one of the du'as of Surah Al-Baqarah, Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya. And then the second du'a which we spoke of was at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, Rabbana la tu'akhidna. And that du'a again was a person who sincerely realizes for themselves, they recognize that they are sinners and they are asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. One part of the du'a is asking Allah, please forgive us for everything. Another part of the du'a is asking Allah to make deen easy for them. When a person finds the deen to be difficult for themselves to practice, you ask, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا. That's the second part. And then the third part of the du'a is, Allah protect us from the disbelievers. And this is important because it's telling us, number one, physically defend us, Ya Allah. Protect us from the onslaught of the non-Muslims. Along with that, it's telling us, Allah protect us from their lifestyle. The lifestyle of non-Muslims is very dangerous, like we spoke about yesterday, because it makes a person ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. To the point, some people, they become so ungrateful to Allah, they end up disbelieving, they disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. They say Allah is not even there anymore. We ask Allah for protection. One of the things is that when you come from a Muslim country, mashallah, like my teacher, Hazrat Mufti Ruhul Amin Sahib used to say, Damat Barakatuhum, he used to say very regularly, he used to tell us that in, at least coming from Bangladesh, he would say that in America, I don't, like, at least I had belief or understanding that in Bangladesh, if I died, I would die as a Muslim and I'll get buried as a Muslim. He said, in America, he said, you don't know if you'll die as a Muslim. And number two, you don't even know if you'll go in the ground. Because why? Because you have to pay for it too. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Ask Allah for afiyah. We need Allah's help. People, unfortunately, in this country have abandoned Allah. And if you abandon Allah, Allah will abandon you. We need Allah Ta'ala. And so, this is what the point of these du'as are, to connect yourself with the Rahman. So mashallah, we're going to talk about today about Surah Ali Imran. The end of it, there's a beautiful dua, which is the dua, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. I recommend everyone, inshallah, whatever duas they tell you, memorize them. Use them regularly, inshallah. This is for you. Allah did not reveal the Quran just for me or for anyone else. Allah revealed it for everyone. Memorize these duas. They're very important. Ali Imran is a surah which talks about life and death. It's a beautiful surah which talks about life and death throughout. Allahu la إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ. The surah starts off with talking about Allah being ever-living. Then it talks about Isa alayhi salam, about he was someone who Allah just saved him from death. Right, subhanAllah. How the Christians believe that he died, etc., etc. Allah just refutes that in the surah. And many different other parts. There's the battle of Uhud in there. The shuhada are not dead, Allah Ta'ala says. They're actually alive. You'll find a lot of things which Allah Ta'ala talks about in Surah Ali Imran. He's telling us, you think this person is dead, they're alive. And you think that person is alive, they're dead. Allah Ta'ala inverts and He flips the script on us many times throughout the surah. It's a remarkable surah. At the end of it, Allah Ta'ala gives us this profound dua. These are sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. You need to understand. These are sahaba. In the daytime, they are going through such mujahada, such struggle to protect their Islam and their iman. What the sahaba used to do, they were out on the battlefields. They were fighting against the non-Muslims, quite literally protecting the Islamic frontiers, the borders of Islam. They used to fight them in Badr. And then in Uhud, they went through such hardship and difficulty. Their days are like this. Along with this, what would they have? They would hear from the non-Muslims, the Kafirin, the Yahud, the Nasara, the Hindu, the not the Hindus, but the Mushrik, right? It's very much similar to our situation. Sorry, the Hindu word came out. That they used to hear a lot of evil things from them. Adhan Kathira. Allah Ta'ala says they used to hear a lot of things from them. وَلَئِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. That if you were to have patience and you were to forgive, Allah Ta'ala says this is from the heights, the best of actions. So keeping this in mind, in the Sahaba in the daytime, they're going through this hardship. Second thing that would happen is what? They would find, Allah Ta'ala would tell them that the Ahlul Kitab were people that were given the book from before.
They were given the responsibility from before. The same job that I have, the Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, had this responsibility. What did they do? فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. They threw it behind their backs. They said, we don't want to do this job anymore. What's number three? Sahaba had to hear in the day about people who would be bragging and boasting about the money they had. Right? They use, Allah says in the Quran, لَيَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا وَيُحِبُّونَ يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ بِمَفَازِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. There are people that in the daytime they talk a lot of big game. And mashallah, this is relevant to us. Number one is that we hear a lot of evil from people. We hear a lot of hardship, especially in Ramadan. Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. When shaitan is chained up, our nafs, our desires are let loose. So to the point that, subhanAllah, people find themselves arguing more in Ramadan than they find themselves outside of Ramadan. Why is that the case? It's because we find now, because everyone's hungry, they become angry. What can you do? The animal's not being fed. So then he starts to move around a little bit more, right? He gets a little bit more feisty. Number one is that we go through hardships, we listen to a lot of stuff. Number two is that we are people who are given the responsibility of Islam, of practicing the deen, like the people before us. Number three is that we are people that in the daytime we hear a lot of people talk big game. So Allah Ta'ala, he at the end of the surah, he talks about all this in one beautiful part. What is the part talking about? If the Sahaba's daytime was in fighting and protecting the Islam in the you know from the enemies and mujahada and sacrifice, etc., in the daytime, what was the nighttime of the Sahaba like? What was the nighttime like? It was in tahajjud and ibadah. This dua that is revealed here that we're going to talk about today is talking about tahajjud dua. It's a dua during tahajjud. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wake up from his sleep, he would start saying, "Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab." Because why? Because many people can talk big game, but tell me what your night schedule is, and I'll see if you're a real human being. Because insan, a true Muslim, is someone who loves tahajjud, who loves qiyam, who loves ruku', who loves sajda, someone who likes to stand before Allah. That is the true Muslim. Anyone can talk in the day. Tell me about your night schedule. Tell me the way you worship Allah at night when no one is watching you, only Allah is watching you. That will tell me if you're a true Muslim. This is what Allah Ta'ala says. Don't measure people by what they say. Measure them for what they do. Allah Ta'ala reminds us at the end of the surah, what is the nighttime? Who can wake up for tahajjud? If you want to know, I'll let you know. Who can wake up for tahajjud? Someone who realizes what life is really about. Someone who recognizes what is haqiqah. Why did Allah Ta'ala give me this zindagi? Why did Allah give me this life? Why did Allah Ta'ala give me everything? Is that I'm supposed to worship Him. So now what happens is this person, even in nighttime, he's thinking about Allah. So he puts an alarm. He says, you know what? I have to talk to Allah at the best time of where Allah Ta'ala wants to talk to me. And that is what time? What time is it? Qiyamul Layl Tahajjud. So now their alarm is not set for Fajr. Their alarm is set like 1 hour, 2 hours early, saying, you know what? Let's wake up a little bit earlier. Suhoor, Sehri is nice, mashallah. People are feeding their stomachs. I encourage you, inshallah, feed a little bit of your soul at the same time. That is also the time of Qiyamul Layl and Tahajjud. Allah's asking who needs help at that time. So they wake up thinking what? Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard. Surely in the creation of the day of the heavens and the earth, the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the changing of the night and the day. These are beautiful things. Number one is think about this world. How big is this world? One habit, mashallah, I learned, alhamdulillah, in my trip, is the habit of walking. And walking in like gardens and stuff like that. This is a beautiful habit. It's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mashallah, I start to enjoy hiking more too. Mashallah. Maybe it's something prophetic. May Allah accept it from all of us, Ya Rabbi. It's something what? When you walk in this world, you realize how big is this world. Right? When you start walking, you recognize, right? Mashallah, you and I are driving miles. Do you understand how big is a mile? Try to walk it and see how big it is. SubhanAllah. How big is this world? And then you're looking at this world, such a massive, massive rock that we're on, yet it has oxygen and trees and plants and animals and so many humans, subhanAllah. This is the earth, right? Then look up. Allahu Akbar, this earth compared to what is up there is even greater. What is up there is even more magnificent. And then you start to think as a Muslim, this is just the first sky. There's a second one where this is like a ring in a desert compared to the second sky. This is so small compared to the next sky that Allah has made. It's like a ring in the desert in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second to the third is the same. Third to the fourth is the same. Fifth to the sixth is the same. Seventh. And then compare everything to Allah's throne is arsh. It's something so insignificant. Inna fi khalqis samawat. You start to think, Allahu Akbar. This is huge. This is incredible. This is amazing. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. You start looking at the changing of the night and the day. MashaAllah, I'm telling you, Burlington, anyone who lives in Burlington, look at the sunrise from Burlington. Just look at the sunrise. It will make you into a mu'min. Go see them. You'll become a Muslim by looking at the sunrise. Because it's so beautiful the way the night turns into day. And then when you get a chance, go look at the sunset. And you see how the day is turning into night. And every day has been doing that. And you and I would see a system. You'd see a computer. You see AI. You see a robot. And you say, wow, this robot that's walking like 1 mile per hour, he's impressive. The creator must be really amazing, be able to create such a thing. Allahu Akbar, this same beta who created this guy does not recognize for himself that I have a creator who made me able to run so many different miles and walk so many different distances and think so many different things, subhanAllah. What is the greatest AI compared to the human mind? What is the greatest camera compared to the human eye? What is the greatest of sound system compared to the human ear? Brothers and sisters in Islam, you are the greatest of inventions in the dunya. This is wakhtilafi layli wa nahar. La'ayatil li'ulil albab. Allah said these are tremendous, amazing signs for people who have deep understanding. Allah said this is not for everyone. This is where you put the, you know, the rating on the video game. You say like an E and everything like that. Allah says this is not E for everyone. This is for someone who's mashallah reached a high level of maturity, adulthood. You are mature. You are baligh. You are baligh, mashallah. You understand what deen is about. You understand what Islam is about. You understand what life is about. La'ayatil albab. So now you recognize that I'm here for something. So what is this person like? Alladhina yadhkurun Allah. They remember Allah. How do they remember Allah? Shaykh, I remember Allah too. I remember Allah in namaz. I remember Allah during roza. I remember Allah during this and this and this. I make zikr and stuff. No. These ulul albab, these people of high level intellect, they are people, alladhina yadhkurun Allah qiyaman. They remember Allah standing. Wa qu'udan. They remember Allah sitting. When they work, they remember Allah. When they sit, they remember Allah. وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. And on their sides, they're lying down in bed. When people are trying to sleep, what are they doing? Remembering Allah. They remember Allah standing, sitting, and reclining. I ask you, is there any fourth position in life? Can you be any other position other than standing, sitting, or reclining? Shaykh, I can be on my hands. Okay, that's well. You're still standing. Okay, mashallah. The kids always, mashallah, they come up with a good jawab. May Allah reward them, mashallah. They make us think more, you know? The thing is that subhanAllah, in life, you're only in these three positions. What does Allah does say about these people? Is that their whole life is in the remembrance of Allah. This is what makes you someone who's ulul albab. You are not intelligent by having a PhD. You're not intelligent because you became a Maulana. You're not intelligent because of any of these things. You are intelligent because you are someone who remembers Allah Ta'ala. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one who remembers Allah and the one who does not remember Allah, it is like the difference of the living person and the dead person. If you remember Allah, you are alive. And if you don't remember Allah, you are dead. These are people, subhanAllah, at the dead of night, they're waking up to make the night alive. It's amazing, subhanAllah. Amazing people. They stand up and they remember Allah. They sit down, they remember Allah. On their sides, they remember Allah. May Allah make us like this, Ya Rab. How could you become depressed if you think about this? You know, on the battlefield, Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu anhu, you ever wonder about Sahaba? Their numbers were always less than the enemy, right? You ever wonder how they fought? Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he came up to the enemy one time, the governor or the general at that time, and he came up to him and he warned him. He said, I have a warning for you. He said that, listen, the same way your men love wine, the same way your men love wine. He said, my men love death the same way your men love wine. That they're ready for maut the same way your enemy, you're ready to drink, they're ready to die for Allah Ta'ala. And they used to say, yeah, O Sa'd, how could you fight against so many people? He said, or I'm sorry, to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, the sword of Allah. They say, oh Khalid, how could you fight against so many people? He said, what do I have to be afraid of? They're all dead anyways. I'm fighting dead people. What do I have to be scared of? SubhanAllah, the iman of these people. Because they would wake up for tahajjud. If you wake up for tahajjud, no matter what people say in the day, mashallah, you'll feel okay. No matter what people say, you'll feel okay. Even if your wife yells at you, subhanAllah, which is a very dawam problem, right? It's ala dawam. Everyone has this issue, mashallah. We have a complaint from someone. A spouse is yelling, someone is yelling, mashallah, wake up at the tahajjud and cry to Allah. And cry to Allah. Make dua. So what do they do? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They think and they think and they think. At this time, they wake up at the tahajjud and start thinking about what do they think about? You and I, subhanAllah, very small thinking. We think about this problem or this issue, this house, this car, this job, small little things. What were they thinking about? وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خلق السماوات والأرض. They wake up at tahajjud time, start thinking about, wow, Allah Ta'ala created this dunya, Allah Ta'ala created this earth and everything. They start thinking about big things, subhanAllah. And they start to become fully mu'min at that time. Then they say, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Allah, you have not created this world, this perfect world, for nothing. This world that you and I live in is not for nothing. It's here for a purpose. May Allah Ta'ala grant guidance to the atheists. Such a bayakuf, man. May Allah grant him guidance. He has become someone who can't even recognize that there is a creator. Rather, he wants to say there's such a small chance that maybe everything came from nothing. It's a crazy thing. Nothing comes from nothing. But he wanted to prove to himself that everything came from nothing. But he says, there's a chance, brother. I said, you're willing to sacrifice this life and the hereafter and go to Jahannam for a chance that maybe you're right. Ajib. Whereas you and I understand that, look, the guy who made the AI, he had to have a smart creator. And you and I, mashallah, are even smarter than any other AI. Allahu Akbar. More you come into the modern world, you should become a better Muslim. Because you see around you how smart human beings can be. Then what is the creator of the human being? Allahu Akbar. Ma khalaqta hadha batilan subhanak. They say, Allah, how perfect are you? There's perfection everywhere. But I see that human beings are imperfect. This is what you need to remind yourself when you make this dua. Remember this when you make this dua. Ya Allah, they're imperfect humans. Ya Allah, there are people that need that they need justice. They need adl. You see, subhanAllah, the Palestinian brother and sister, Allahu Akbar, who will give her and him justice? You see people in Uyghur, who will give them justice? You see a person who goes into a courtroom and he's given such oppression, who will give them justice? And you see someone like Hitler who dies without any consequence. And you see people that need justice. There are imperfections in this world, in the sense that the human beings are imperfect. My brothers and sisters in Islam, where will they get their justice? What is that day? What is the day they'll get justice? They'll get it on Qiyamah. Now, when you make this dua, you need to think. I'm thinking about Hitler. I'm thinking about Mussolini and Stalin. I'm thinking of the big guys, okay? I'm thinking about Fir'aun. The biggest Fir'aun you need to think about is aapke band aapke samne hai, you know? The biggest zalim you need to think about is yourself. Because in Qiyamah, if I don't have to worry about Fir'aun, Allah will take care of Fir'aun. I don't have to worry about Netanyahu or whatever. Allah will take care of him too. What I need to worry about is on Qiyamah, where will I go? Faqina azab an-nar. Oh Allah, protect me from the fire Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, I got burned yesterday, a little burn. I put my hand into the biryani and went like this, right? And then a little bit of burn. Oh, subhanAllah, and it hurt. It hurt. I won't kid you not. I almost cried because it hurt. And I thought, I said, subhanAllah, Allah, I cannot even take this little pinky. Oh, if my whole body were to go to Jahannam, what would I do? And people are not concerned. I my heart breaks. I say, subhanAllah, you're worried about this money and this job and this thing. I said, think about Jahannam, man. SubhanAllah, that pain will remove every other pain. Think about that. Faqina adab an-nar. Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. Rabbana, oh my Lord, innaka man tudkhilin nar. Whoever Allah you put in the fire, faqad akhzaita, Allah, you disgraced them. This is what it says. Allah, whoever you put in the fire, Allah, you disgraced them. People, subhanAllah, worry about disgrace in this world. They're thinking about, you know, if I practice Islam, then so-and-so will say something. Or if I practice deen, then so-and-so will say something. If I make my wedding a little smaller, then so-and-so will say something, right? If I make my funeral like so-and-so, someone will say something. Listen, don't worry about disgrace in the dunya. Ya Rabbana innaka man tudkhilin nar faqad akhzaita. Allah, whoever you put in the fire, Allah, those people are disgraced. They're not, these ulul albab, these people are not worried about people's disgrace. Don't worry about Allah that disgracing them. فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. Allah, the oppressor has no helper. If I go to Jahannam, Ya Allah, there's no one who can help me in the fire. This is a beautiful dua. They wake up making this dua. This is what wakes you up for tahajjud. The malaika every day, the angels say, oh Ibn Adam, extinguish the fire which you made for yourself. Extinguish the fire which you made for yourself. You and I know what haram we made. And every single sin is liable for us to go to Jahannam. So what you and I need to do is, this is what you do. If you're going to get a punishment, right? You know, mashallah, the police officer stops you sometimes, right? I tell you, subhanAllah, the best technique I have is that I go to the police officer and I say, I am very sorry, sir. I did not mean it. Please, I made a mistake. And you start to tell him very sincerely, very genuinely. I'm just telling you, mashallah, I'm not saying it's going to have it work every time. What works better than this is the policeman dua, which is the ayah of Surah Yasin. That's for another time. Another dua for another day. The thing is that, subhanAllah, if you go to a person who you wronged, and you ask them for forgiveness, and you grab their feet, and you cry, and you cry, and you say, please forgive me. like a wife who made such a terrible crime against her husband, or a husband who did such a mistake against his wife. They go to them and they beg for forgiveness, and they grab them by their feet. Who would not forgive you? If you made a mistake against your mother and father, brothers and sisters in Islam, and you worry about if your mom will forgive you, go to your mom and cry at her feet and say, "Mother, please forgive me." What I tell everyone is, if Allah Ta'ala says you're going to Jahannam, cry at Allah Ta'ala's door. Cry before your Rabb and say, "Allah, please forgive this person. He did made a mistake and he does not know what he did." Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiya. Oh Allah, we heard the caller. Who is the caller? In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? The caller is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In our time, who is the caller? MashaAllah, Allah, I heard the Quran. The Quran told me about Jannah Jahannam. Ya Allah, I heard about Ramadan. Ya Allah, I heard an imam in the masjid. He was talking about this after Asr Salah. I was tired. I came back from work. Ya Allah, I heard these people, yunadi lil iman. They were calling about iman, saying what? An aminu bi rabbikum, believe in your Lord. So Allah, we heard their message. Fa amanna. Allah, we believed. Allah, we believed. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana. Allah, forgive our sins. Wa kaffir, forgive our major sins. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana, forgive our major sins. Wa kaffir anna sayyatina. And Allah, expiate and remove the minor sins. What does this mean? Do you know what kafara is? Does anyone know when you give kafara? Anyone know what you do kafara? Let me give you an example. If you break a fast in Ramadan, what do you have to do? Yeah, before that, fast the 60 days, okay? I mentioned this as a side point that many people smile will say the fast feed the 60, but forget that you have to fast the 60, feed the 60, fast the 60 first. When you cannot fast feed the 60, I'm sorry, fast the 60 days, then you can have the option, okay? That's not a choice, okay? You have to do the first one first. 60 days you fast, okay? That's a lot. Is it not a lot? So what do you ask Allah in this dua? Allah, forgive our major sins. And Allah, you do kafara on behalf of us. Allah, I can't feed the 60. I can't fast the 60. Allah, you take care of the sin. Okay, this means two things. Number one is that Allah Ta'ala, from His kindness, will erase it and wipe it away. You ask Allah for kafara. Could you imagine who Allah Ta'ala is? Allahu Akbar. You think Allah wouldn't love to do that? Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive. So you say, Allah, please, you make kafara of my sin. The other thing is that what removes sins, brothers and sisters in Islam? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the fasting of Ramadan to Ramadan forgives sins. The Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah forgives sins. And the five times daily prayers forgive sins. In other words, when you ask Allah, give us the kafara, you're saying, Allah, let us become people who do good deeds. You ask Allah to become people to make good deeds, mashallah. And the last thing is what? Allah, forgive our major sins. Allah, give us kafara of our minor sins. Wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allah, to give us death with the pious people. Give us death with the pious people. Did you hear anything about, going to Jannah here? You heard about major sins, you heard about minor sins, and you heard about give us death with the pious people. The Ulul Albab are very intelligent people. They say, Allah, forgive the sins, and just give us death, right, as a mu'min. They know what? That what can you say at the death which will make sure you go to Jannah? La ilaha illallah. What did you say to enter Islam? La ilaha illallah. Allah, we believed in Iman. They said, Allah, forget about the good deeds. People do this, right? They say that, Allah, I did a Hajj, Allah, I did a Umrah, I did this and this, I gave sadaqah and things like that. The best thing that you could take wasila, you could ask Allah through, is your kalima, La ilaha illallah. That you tell Allah, Allah, I became a Muslim. In this time in America, 1400 years after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, I am sitting in the masjid worshipping you. Okay, I did something, Ya Allah. I did this. I took La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This one kalima, when it's weighed on the scale, it weighs out all the bad deeds. This is what you need to remember about this. It's a beautiful thing. The Ulul Albab, mashallah, the dua is very sophisticated. Allah, no sins, no sins. If you don't have any sins, where are you going to go? You're going to go to Jannah anyway. They're smart people, mashallah. Allah, there's no other way. There's only Jannah afterwards. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana. They say, Allah, forgive our sins, save us from the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah, Ru'atina, Allah, give us ma wa'adtana, give us what you promised, ala rusuli, give us what you promised. Not Allah, what you promised, Allah, what I deserve, what I need. No, Allah, what you said you will do. I saw my mashayikh, I tell everyone, as nasiha, when you ask Allah, learn to ask Allah. Learn to ask Allah. The way you ask Allah is that you tell Allah who He is. And you explain to Allah who He is, because He loves to hear who He is. He is someone who's praiseworthy. Allah does all ahamid. So when you talk about Allah, talk about Him in the beautiful ways. And say, Allah, this is what you said. Because what does Allah, when I explain to you, if I tell you this is what you told me, brother, you probably hate that. Like, brother, you told me that you were going to help me. And he would say, like, I don't know you, brother, But Allah, who's Allah? When you say, Allah, this is what you said to do, Allah said, yes, this is what I said to do. Allah loves to fulfill. Says, Allah, give us what you promised on your messengers. Wala tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Allah, don't give us disgrace on the day of judgment. In front of all of creation, Ya Allah, don't give us the disgrace on the day of judgment. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. The dua ends with this. Allah, you never break your promise. This is where you tell Allah these things. What does Allah say immediately? Look at the next ayah, if you don't believe me. In the next ayah, go to the end of Surah Al-Imran. Look at the next ayah, the next word. Fastajaba lahum rabbuhum. Allah says he answered them. He says, by you just mentioning this dua, Allah says, I give you answer. I give you jawab. I love this dua so much. Just say these things, inshallah ta'ala. So may Allah grant us all that tawfiq, inshallah. I won't take any longer. My thing is a reminder for everyone, inshallah, that look, make this dua. You came to Ramadan, Allah's giving you opportunity to get forgiven for your sins. Don't lose this opportunity. We made lots of mistakes. This is a time to be forgiven, inshallah. Let this dua transform you, make yourself into a better person, inshallah ta'ala. But it requires us, inshallah, you're praying your tarawih, inshallah, pray a couple of the rakats of the tahajjud. One kid came up to me yesterday, he said, Sheikh, I made dua for an iPhone, it's not coming. And and then he knows he's a good kid. So then he explained that I know there's a couple of ways du'as are accepted and stuff. And I told him about if your du'a is not even given to you here, if it's given to you after, you'll never regret it, right? It's gonna be something so amazing. But I tell you, subhanAllah, when you understand that there's such a joy in just asking Allah, forget about the answer. If Allah gives us the answer or not, alhamdulillah. The fact that you can just cry to Allah and talk to Allah, I can't tell you how much of a happiness that is. Learn to enjoy that happiness, inshallah ta'ala. So may Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. Accept all of our du'as, inshallah ta'ala. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.